a cold when you've got a cold.
Well, you've got a cold, you've got a cold. You can't do anything about it, can you?
Yes, you can.
What?
Go to the chemist and get some medicine.
And what does that do for you?
It makes the cold go away.
And what happens when your cold's gone away?
Nothing happens.
What happens next year? You catch another one, don't you?
Yeah, well, you could do the same thing again.
Yeah, but if you didn't get rid of it in the first place, you wouldn't catch it next time, would you?
Yes, you would.
No, you wouldn't, because you've already got it. You don't need to catch it. Isn't that right? Hey, I've won another argument.
No, you haven't. And still don't give up. You should be locked up, you should.
Why?
Because you make everyone unhappy.
Good.
But hey, you don't make me unhappy.
Why not? Are you speaking through your nose at the moment?
No, I'm not.
Well, let me hear you speak through your nose.
You're horrible.
Go on. Oh, say again.
You're horrible.
Wait, how many hands are you holding your nose with?
What?
How many hands are you holding your nose with?
One.
Right, well, let me hear you say it while you're holding it with two hands.
I can't because I've got to hold the telephone.
Why? No, go on, hold your nose with two hands.
Horrible.
Horrible. Right, now, put your toes on the nose as well.
I've got my slippers on.
Well, take your slippers off and put your toes on your nose, silly girl.
I can't.
Why not?
Because my feet won't go up to my nose.
Well, they will bend your legs. Can't you bend your legs?
No.
Don't you do PT at school?
Yeah.
Well, you can bend your legs then, can't you?
It won't go up to my nose, it only goes up to my mouth.
Oh, well, you'll never be a horrible speaker then, will you? Let me hear you say it again. Horrible!
Horrible!
Oh, not bad. Are you a Mr. Nasty fan?
No.
Oh, well, I'm not a fan of yours either. Let's see who the next call is.
Well, it's Dominic. I wonder if Dominic's got his hands and his feet on his nose. Is Dominic there? Where's Dominic gone?
Hello, Dominic!
It's Jessica.
I play Dominic's, you know. You ever played it? They're black things, aren't they, with white pointers on.
That's dominoes. You get every single
Dominic's,
thing...
Dominic's, that's what I said, yes.
Every single thing wrong. I think
Who's
you
next?
Really are very stupid. I think it's Jessica. Is there Jessica there?
Yes.
All right, then. What did you want to say?
I want to agree with Mr. Nasty.
Yes, why?
Because I think it's a good idea.
Good. So you're a Mr. Nasty fan, are you?
Yes.
Yay. Thank you, fans. Thank you very much.
I wonder if Jessica's got a cold and that's why she feels exactly the same as you. Have you got a cold, Jessica?
Yes, a horrible one.
That's the way. And thank you. And are you holding your nose?
No.
Well, let me hear you hold your nose and say horrible.
Horrible.
Oh, that's the way. Who's next, then?
We've got Paul next.
Paul. Hello, Paul.
No.
You agree with me, don't you?
No.
Why not?
So I've got all the Mr. Men books and not one of you.
You got what?
I've got all the Mr. Men books.
The Mr. Men.
Oh, the Mr. Men. Oh, they're nothing to do with me.
And I haven't got one of you.
I'm Mr. Nasty. I'm not like them. They're all nice. I'm Nasty. Mr. Nasty. Greatest in the world. Thank you very much. King of the world, Mr. Nasty. Thank you. Thank you, fans. Thank you very much.
I don't think anybody would dare to publish a Mr. Nasty book. They'd have to have your picture on it, and nobody wants to see it.
Everybody's seen my picture. I was in the paper sitting in my dustbin. You saw it, didn't you?
I'm trying to pretend I haven't. I have to sit.
I have to sit
and look at you. It's much better for people just
filming
in.
Oh, I'm beautiful.
They only hear your horrible voice.
I'm the most beautiful person in all the world. And let's get everybody writing into me with those fan letters, because people write me fan letters all the time. All sorts of rude and horrible things they say. And what do they have to send them to, Gene Davis?
They have to send them to Jellybone...
Mr. Nasty at Jellybone! Not just Jellybone, Mr. Nasty!
P.O. Box 261.
261.
London EC4.
London EC4!
Actually, we've got a competition, so I'll give the address later on, when you've got out of the way and everybody can hear what I'm saying.
Horrible. This
we've
is
got
horrible
Nina
show.
Wants to talk to you. Nina?
Hello, Nina.
Hello.
Why did you ring up?
Because I wanted to talk to you.
Well, talk to me.
All right, then. I say you're a horrible man. And why are you so nasty?
Because I'm the nastiest man in the world. Are you nasty?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like being nasty and I don't like nasty people.
Well, you're a silly girl, aren't you? Have you got blonde? Have you got blonde hair?
Yes.
And have you got brothers?
Yes,
and do they pull your hair?
No.
Why not?
Because they like me.
Why? Oh, they don't like you, do they? Oh.
Yes,
have you got pigtails?
Pardon?
Have you got pigtails?
No.
Well, you should have pigtails because they're easier to pull. Isn't that a good idea?
I think you've that's a stupid idea.
I haven't got a pigtail.
Yes, you have.
It's only girls who have pigtails. Oh, silly girl. Who's next?
We've got Paul on the line.
Paul.
Hello, Paul.
It's a funny name for a girl. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Why did you ring up?
I rang up to say that you're a nitwit.
A what?
A nitwit.
A what?
A nitwit.
A nitwit? Why?
Because if you have a cold, you have a cold. But cold is only a silly little illness. But when you've got tonsillitis, it's something different.
Well, we could all have tonsillitis all the time then, couldn't we?
Well, you don't have tonsillitis. You have a little cold and you're just boasting about your own stupid little cold.
What? Oh, I've got a cold. I'm suffering here. You see, I've still come into the studio today.
I bet you're not in hospital. You're in the studio just trying to trick everybody.
And where's Paul?
And I'm not a girl, thank you very much.
And Paul, are you at home with tonsillitis?
I've got tonsillitis, yes.
I thought you had. And are you in hospital or at home?
I'm at home.
You're at home with tonsillitis, and you're quite right about Mr. Nasty. He's a very stupid man talking about
a silly
little cold.
You're the stupidest person ever made in this.
No, I'm not, because you are. You're
the most
stupid.
Oh, well, I'm not doing that.
Listen, mate, if you ring into this programme, you must be stupid. It's just occurred to me, if I've got a cold and I breathe over everybody, I'm going to give it to them, aren't I?
Well, I've got a cold and tonsillitis, and it's twice as bad as you
now,
like
now
it.
Now, shut up. Listen, Mr. Nasty's trying to speak. Look, just be quiet.
No,
go away. Right, now.
No, I'm not. Go away.
Right, I want every jelly bone listener this morning to put their ear very close to the radio set. Are you ready? Right, Gene Davies, put your ear close to your radio set. Right.
All right.
Everybody put it close. Right.
Yeah.
Ready, close.
Yeah.
On the radio. Right. Here we go now. Right. I just breathe germs over everybody.
All
jelly bone listeners are going to have colds now.
I'm sick of being voted, Mr. Darcy. Go away. We're going to have the news headlines from Susanna Simons in a minute. You go away.
Cold as well. Oh, horrible.
Jellybone will be back after the 11:30 headlines from Susanna Simons.
Just been hearing about your wife's profiteroles, Simpkins.
I beg your pardon, sir?
Your wife. I'm told she's not a bad little cook.
Oh, yes, sir. Terrific.
Well, look at this. L.E.B. shops are selling cookers at cut prices this month. You can get as much as £25 off the maker's recommended price.
Gosh, I'd better get round to my local L.E.B. shop and see what's cooking.
Was that a joke, Simpkins?
L.E.B. shops. Call in for a price surprise.
This is LBC, where news comes first.
It's 11:30. Here are the news headlines. Court evidence against terrorists has been destroyed in an explosion at Northern Ireland's only police forensic laboratory. The three-story building on the outskirts of Belfast was completely gutted, and many murder weapons which would have been produced as exhibits in trials have been lost. 1 million Chinese have gathered in Peking Square.
This reckless criminal is wanted, dead or alive. Last heard of in Berlin, September the 3rd, 1939. Aged 50, sallow complexion. Frequently brushes one lock of hair over left forehead and bursts into tears when crossed. Has a habit of raising right hand to shoulder level. He is dangerous.
In the first weekly issue of The War Papers, you can read one of the most dramatic newspaper pages ever printed, the Adolf Hitler Wanted poster. The first of these remarkable reprinted newspapers is The Daily Mirror, September the 4th, 1939, and it's on sale now.
This is Thomas, the 10-ton tomato. Say hello, Thomas.
Hello.
Thomas was born in a compact Halls Petite Wall greenhouse. Tell us, Tom, what did you like most about your Halls Petite? The sliding door? The aluminium frame? The clip-on glazing? Come on, Tom, tell us. You liked Bernice, the 2-ton beetroot best. Thomas, I could eat you. Halls Petite Wall Greenhouse, one of a range of Halls greenhouses from only $69.95 from your high street, hardware store or garden centre.
You're listening to Jellybone with Gene Davis.
And Mr. Nasty, see, she's on my side.
Susanna Simons must have made a mistake. You are not supposed to be here. Please go.
I'm going.
Please go away.
It's
33 minutes past 11. We're coming up to the last section of Jellybone. I'm Jean Davis. Mr. Nasty has gone away. And in this section of the programme, we're going to be hearing from some people who've won an art competition about knitting things. If you're no good at knitting, then you can find a way to start learning to knit very simply. And also, we're going to hear about a book of poetry that's just been published. But first of all, we're having some music. Now, the girls, three girls, three boys who make up Guys and Dolls have just released a new single. It's If Only for the Good Times. You're going to listen to the single first, and then we'll be talking to the people that you can hear singing.